Let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and bring in our special guest, Evan Brennan, the director of football operations. He's an agent for many of the BYU football players, and he is representing Jordan Leslie, Solomone Kafu. He's got DeAndre Wesley under his wing, Sky Pove. He's doing a great job. Evan, we welcome you in. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, where are you talking to us from? Where are you at?
I just got done with doing the University of Utah's Pro Day, so I'm up in Salt Lake.
How did that go? How did the Utes perform?
Pretty darn well. I represent quite a few Utes up there as well as Cougars, but they had Chip Kelly was there today. So good crowd of scouts.
Rubbing shoulders with greatness, Chip Kelly. I'm sure that the Utes ran their 4-1s and 4-2s like they always do. Let's talk about some of the Cougs, though, because this is Cougar Sports on ESPN 960. You're representing Jordan. We'll talk to him in a little bit. Tell us about his training and how he's been doing.
Jordan's going to run phenomenal tomorrow. You know, he's kind of a guy that's up and coming on NFL radars. We've got some good feedback on him. He's definitely a guy, if he runs well tomorrow, could sneak into the draft. He's a big receiver. He's a very intelligent receiver. He's been training down in Carlsbad, and he's ready to really show some great numbers tomorrow.
How come he didn't get more hype coming out this year? He wasn't invited to any of the All-Star games, it seemed, unless I'm not aware of something. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, I mean, he was a tremendous wide receiver at UTEP, put up some great numbers at BYU, yet he wasn't getting any love after the season.
You know, he had some interest in some All-Star games. As you know, Jordan played the entire season hurt and chose kind of not to participate. One of the risks that an agent weighs and a player weighs is if you participate in an All-Star game, you run the possibility of either making an injury that you have worse or getting a very, very new one that takes you out of the entire process. So Jordan decided that he'd roll all his chips, all his cards on the table and wait till pro day.
I think that's a smart move. I had no idea. I mean, I knew that he was dinged up. I remember that I think it might have been a quick slant, a hitch route, where his foot kind of slid out from the turf and looked like he just tweaked the knee and tweaked the ankle. Was that one of the main injuries that kind of led to him making that decision?
That means he's had a very nagging hamstring injury, and he played through it all season long. I don't think Cougar fans have ever seen Jordan Leslie run as fast he's capable of running. He pretty much played an entire season with a hammy injury.
Well, on top of that, Evan, and I'm just remembering this, my archives are, you know, I'm going through them in my head. You have to excuse the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, but I remember he came into BYU with a hip flexor strain.
Yep. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, so we're excited. And I mean, you know, I want to believe you. I think he's going to run a good time. I remember seeing him at UTEP in his highlight film. He's extending the secondary. He's getting behind the secondary, making plays vertically. And I don't think we saw that Jordan Leslie until maybe towards the end of the season, but never at full strength. Talk to me about some of the other players that you're representing and who you're excited about.
Well, Paul Sike. I actually just got off the phone with a running backs coach in the NFL, asking about Paul. You know, I take a lot of calls from scouts, but it's not every single day that I take a call from a coach. So, you know, Paul's a guy that performed very well in the NFLPA game. He comes from a rugby background. It's a non-traditional background, very low tread on his tires. And I'm very excited for what Paul's going to be able to put up tomorrow. I think you'll see him maybe not test as crazy as some of the other guys, but his football just playing ability is outrageous. I think you'll be pretty shocked by him.
DeAndre Wesley.
Oh, goodness gracious. DeAndre Wesley is explosive. I think tomorrow in the broad and the vert, you're going to see a whole new DeAndre Wesley. He's lost about 20 pounds. You're going to see him just a tad north of 300. It's going to be a really interesting to see how explosive he is. Solo Kafu. People have forgotten about Solo Kafu. But what you need to remember is he was on the Senior Bowl watch list. NFL scouts coming into the season thought he was the best offensive lineman that BYU had going into this year. A particular team from the AFC East sent 3 scouts to see him at one of BYU's games. Just him alone. And I think you'll see him put up some amazing numbers on the bench. And last but not least, take a look at Sky Pove. I know that Cougar fans really don't like Sky. They're not a huge fan of him. But what he will do tomorrow, particularly in the agility drills, I think will really shock people and kind of change their perceptions about how really athletic Sky Povey is.
Evan, we're excited to watch it. I'll be in attendance. We'll shake hands and I'll congratulate you on the performances of all these young men. Evan, we appreciate you coming on with us. Let's do it again soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Ben.